Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Overthinking Cure. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? Like, one minute everything's going swimmingly, and the next, bam! You're knee-deep in unexpected challenges. Well, buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into how to cultivate hope and resilience in those tough times. Because let's face it, navigating life's ups and downs is a full-time job, and sometimes we all need a little extra fuel to keep going. Now, I'm not saying it's all sunshine and rainbows after you listen to this episode, because honestly, life ain't always that way. But what I am saying is that we can learn some powerful tools to help us weather the storms and come out stronger on the other side. Think of this as your mental toolkit for surviving and thriving amidst the chaos. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. Number 1, shift your focus. This one might sound simple, but trust me, it's powerful. When life gets tough, our minds tend to zoom in on the negative, all the things that are going wrong, the worries, the what-ifs. Instead, try consciously shifting your focus to the good stuff. Even small things, like a delicious cup of coffee or a heartfelt text from a friend, can make a difference. Remember, gratitude is like a superpower. It helps us appreciate what we have and find joy even in challenging situations. Number 2, embrace imperfection. You know that saying, practice makes perfect. Well, let me tell you, perfection is a myth. It's okay to stumble, to make mistakes, and to not always have all the answers. In fact, those imperfections are what make us human. They add depth and authenticity to our lives. So next time you feel like you're falling short, give yourself a break. Remember that it's all part of the learning process, and every mistake is an opportunity for growth. Number 3, connect with others. Ever felt like you were carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? You know what can help lighten that load? Connection. Talking to a trusted friend or family member about what's going on can make a world of difference. It helps us feel less alone, more supported, and reminds us that we're not in this fight by ourselves. Plus, sometimes just having someone listen without judgment can be incredibly therapeutic. Number 4. Find your flow. We all have things that we love doing, activities that make us lose track of time, where we feel completely absorbed and energized. Whether it's painting, playing music, hiking in nature, or even just taking a relaxing bath, find those things that bring you joy and make time for them regularly. These moments of flow help us recharge, reduce stress, and connect with our passions, which is crucial for building resilience. And finally, number 5, practice self-compassion. This one's a game changer. We often beat ourselves up when things get tough, but treating ourselves with kindness and understanding can be incredibly empowering. Imagine talking to your best friend who was going through a rough time. You wouldn't berate them or tell them they were doing it wrong, right? So why do we do that to ourselves? Remember, you deserve the same love, support, and encouragement you would give to someone else. When you make mistakes, be kind to yourself. When you feel overwhelmed, acknowledge your feelings without judgment. And when you celebrate your successes, savor them. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Picture this. Sarah's presentation at work went disastrously wrong. She completely blanked mid-speech and felt like the whole room was judging her. Feeling crushed, she wanted to crawl under her desk and disappear. But instead of wallowing in self-pity, Sarah remembered these tips. She took a few deep breaths, reminded herself that everyone makes mistakes, and focused on the positive aspects of the day, like the delicious lunch break she had with her colleagues. She reached out to a supportive friend who offered words of encouragement and reminded her of her many talents. Finally, she scheduled some time for self-care, knowing that taking care of herself would help her bounce back stronger. See, even in a tough situation, Sarah was able to choose hope over despair, resilience over self-doubt. And you can too. Remember, you have the power within you to cultivate hope and bounce back from anything life throws your way. So, what are you waiting for? Start putting these tips into action today, one small step at a time. Remember, you've got this. This isn't just about surviving challenging times, it's about thriving in them. Be kind to yourself, celebrate the wins, and keep pushing forward. Until next time, stay curious, stay hopeful, and most importantly, take care of yourselves. Keep that beautiful mind buzzing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.